Okay, now, in order to create a command structure like this, you first need a command word, which will execute each one of the lines anytime that it's called on in the score. Now, in this case, I have lovingly named this command line blorb. So anytime the command word blorb is called, it will execute this entire command structure. First, we call on the global variable called hand, and then check to see what it's set at. And there's two different variables here. If the hand is set to squash, it does a certain thing. If the hand is set to pick up, it does another thing. In each case, it goes to cursor 200, which gets rid of the system arrow, and then it changes the member number of sprite 17 to what it should be. In the case of squash, it changes it to 14, which is the flat hand. In the case of pick up, it changes it to 20, which are the pickup fingers. Then in both cases, it sets the lock H and the lock V of sprite 17 to the mouse H and mouse V, which basically tells that sprite to follow the mouse no matter where the user drags. So this is how, in the middle of this bug squashing game, you can change the mode to either squash the bug or pick up the bug.